Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Baba Basra, Perik Beis, Mishnah Yod Gimel. Ilan, we have a tree over here, Shehu Noita, that is leaning over, that is extending, L'Stecha Veiroi, over the field of his neighbor. Sagt the Mishnah, Kaitzetz, the neighbor may cut back the branches that are hanging over, but here's the shear, here's how much he can cut. Miloi Hamardeya Al Gabi Hamachresha. Someone is driving the plow. Oxen are pulling the plow that's digging into the ground, and someone's driving it. And he's holding a stick. Well, the stick is necessary to push the oxen along. So if he's going to be plowing at the edge of his field, and his face will run into these branches that are overhanging, that's a problem. Mimela. Kaitzitz, the neighbor, can cut back any of the overhanging branches up until the point where Miloi Hamardeya, then the space necessary for the person holding this stick to guide the oxen, Al Gabi HaMachresha, who is standing on the plow. Higher than that, it doesn't get in his way. Now, there are two exceptions to this rule. Uba Cheruv, if the overhanging tree is a carob tree, Uba Shikma, or a Shikma tree, then we allow him to cut more. Then we say, Keneged HaMishkoilis. When builders want to measure a straight line down, they drop what's called a mashkoilas. We call it a plumb line. It's hard to see when you're looking down exactly what's straight, but this is like a very thin stick or a thick string. You drop it straight, you hold it straight, and that's how you see what straight is. Builders use it to make sure the wall is straight. Now, in this case, there may not be a wall here, but there is an edge of the property, and his tree is on the other side of the property. So imagine there would be a straight line going up from the edge of the property all the way up. Any branches that overhang the straight line into my property, I can cut off. The problem with these trees is that they have many branches. I mean, it's not a problem. It's a problem if it overhangs on someone else's field. They have many branches. There's a very thick shade. So if it's in the middle of your field, that's geschmack. You can sit there and learn. But if it's overhanging someone else's field, it can stop his crops from growing. It blocks the sunlight. So any overhanging branches from a cheruv tree or a shikma tree can be cut along the property line. It doesn't make a difference how high up you have to go. Zuck the Mishnah, Beis HaShlochin. Let's say my neighbor's field is a field that doesn't get really enough natural rain for things to grow. It has to be irrigated. You have to bring water. So it needs even more sunlight. Memela, it's not just the cheruv and the shikma that have these dense, thick branches, but Kalilin, in regard to any tree, if I have overhanging branches, it's Keneged HaMishkailas. You can also cut a straight line up. You can go further, much higher up than just the space you need for the man to hold the stick standing on the plow drive. Abishalim Rabishal says, Kol Ilan Srak. Ilan Srak is a tree that doesn't bear any fruit. So here too, Keneged HaMishkailas, you can cut a straight line all the way up to make sure none of the branches go over your property, even from high up. Look, it's not going to cause the person much of a loss. There's no fruit here anyway. Memela says, Abishal, there's no reason that I can't cut branches that are over my property. However, the Allah is not like Abishal. Quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah. A tree that is leaning over a friend's field. So I cut off the overhanging branches. I mean, it's over my field. But I only cut off the parts of the branches that get in my way. And that would be when I'm plowing. So there's the oxen, there's the plow machine, there's someone standing behind it or on it, most of the time on it, and he's holding a stick. He has to hold it high, he's guiding the oxen. The branches can't get in his way. So up until that point, I can cut it. Higher than that, it's not bothering me, so why should I cut it? Now, if it's a thick tree, like a cheruv or a shikma tree, then I can cut it like a plumb line, straight up, as if there was an imaginary wall. By the property line, I go straight up, because it has a very thick shade, and it'll prevent sunlight from coming to my crop, and that's the whole point of my field, for the tefua to grow. Now, if I have a schwacher field, a weaker field that requires irrigation, then the shade of any tree, even the lighter shade, could do damage, and there too I can cut straight up. Abishal says, if it's an ilan serac that doesn't produce peiros anyway, you can cut straight up the overhanging branches, but the halacha is not like Abishal, which means if it's not a tree with thick branches, and you don't have a beis hashlachin, so live and let live. You can cut the branches that get in your way, but not the ones that are higher than that.